This is Awakening Plus. It is February 10, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and at AwakeningPlus.com. And many thanks to all of you who are here live and those of you who are here afterward on the recording. And welcome to all of you. So tonight we have a special healing evening. And first I want to just do a quick audio check. I'm going to pause the recordings while I do this. So tonight we have a special call for individual healings, but the cool thing about these individual healings is that through some kind of magic, the people doing the healing, being the conduits, often receive even more powerful benefit than those who are formally being healed. Who knew? So if any of you are familiar with Lynn McTaggart, this is based on her technique called the Power of Eight. And it's a very powerful technology. I've done this several times, and people have reported really powerful outcomes from it. So I'm pretty excited to be doing it tonight. So I want to thank each of you for being part of this. And you're just as much a part of this, even if you're on the recording. The magic of these recordings are held beyond time and space. So even if you're on the recording, you sending healing to this person, even though, yes, the event's already happened, they're still getting your energy. This truly works beyond time and space. And it's pretty extraordinary. I'm going to make one more little adjustment. Okay, recording resumed. So at first, we're going to set our sacred container as we normally do on all these Awakening Plus calls. I'm sitting in front of my shamanic mesa. And we're going to take a few minutes just to call in the allies, set the stage, set a nice, powerful sacred container. Because if we're doing healing work, we want to make sure that everyone who receives this healing is in a powerful and safe space. As announced earlier, you must be present live to receive the healing, so only those on the live call will be receiving. However, again, you giving now in real time or later on the recording will benefit the recipient and will benefit you as well, because those who give receive an even greater abundance in this kind of work. Alrighty. So I invite you to close your eyes. I do request that if you're doing this live or on the recording, you please give it your full attention. Just please don't multitask and do other things at the same time. And if you must stop partway through live or on the recording, please just internally ask to be sort of disconnected from the energetic bubble we're in, and then your departure will be smooth and won't interfere with the process. So thank you for that courtesy if you're willing to do that. These are the kind of events where everyone affects everyone else. Okay, so close your eyes and relax. I'm going to pretty quickly call in the container. And if you're sensitive, you'll feel the energy shifting as I do this. I've already done two shamanic healings today, so I'm all warmed up. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuhi. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Sri Mata Amitranandamayi Devi, a.k.a. Amma the Hugging Saint. Please come. I call ayahuasca, ascended ayahuasca, San Pedro, sacred mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangels, please merge into a beautiful field to hold our vibration high and bring protection. Thank you. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call our elemental nature allies at this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Veronica, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Dragon, Phoenix, Jaguar, Panther, Bear, Hummingbird, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Deborah, Moo, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Thank you. Let there now be a membrane surrounding the sacred space, which is being built now in and around every person hearing my voice live or on the recording. May this membrane hold in this good energy and ensure that the only beings who enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. And there's the container. Good. All right, so those of you who are empathic hopefully can feel that. So now we move on to our healing segment, and we're going to start with Makisala. And those of you who've been following, and of course this is here on February 10, 2020. Makisala has now been home for over a week from the rehabilitation from her stroke. And it's been roughly 2 months since she had the stroke. She's come back amazingly fast in large measure due to the prayers of you guys and all these amazing hundreds of people who have been holding sacred space for her. As I may have mentioned already, one of her physical therapists said that she had literally never seen a faster stroke recovery. And when you got a lot of powerful people praying for you, it makes a difference. And of course, when you're an extraordinary person. So, Makisla, I'm going to unmute you. So here we go. Can you hear me, baby?
I can.
Sweet. So, what sort of healing would you like tonight? What would you like us to be focusing on?
Well, there are multiple things going on in my body, but I think predominantly I would like to ask for healing of the left side of my body and for its highest good and its highest function.
So which side of your body?
The right side.
I thought so. And by the way, guys, if you're hearing her voice double, it's because you're hearing her. She's actually in the house one room away. And the audio is bleeding through the door and there's a slight delay. So if you're hearing a weird echoey effect, that's why that's happening. Just so you know. So healing generally of the right side of the body is what you're going for?
Okay. Yes, and specifically my right leg, which is catching up with the rest of the right side of my body, which is slowly coming back to its original place. Mm-hmm. But the right leg and the right foot in particular is a little more slow to respond, mm-hmm. though, which is common with stroke survivors, that the end of the extremity, whether it be a leg or an arm, is slower to respond and come back to its fullness following a stroke.
Beautiful. And also, as part of visualizing a healing, it's helpful, you know, just saying heal the leg is a little abstract. So are there certain activities you would like us to see you doing so we can really vividly visualize what this healing looks like?
Absolutely. That's a good specific request there. I specifically want to be able to move freely without the aid of any walking device and to have perfect balance, to have perfect gait, mm-hmm. and perfect speech, to the degree that serves my highest good and the highest good of those I serve.
Okay.
And, I think that would pretty much do it for right now.
Cool. So if you'll allow me to elaborate a bit, again, those are accurate descriptions, but again, not really visual, but we might, for example, see you walking and running, gardening, driving.
Oh, sure.
You know, seeing yes. the actual activities that your healing has made possible is going to make it easier for these folks to imagine, you know, these healing having come into effect.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, sorry, I wasn't getting the hint there. Yes, I want to be able to garden come in a few months. I mean, it won't be long. And to be able to freely kneel down into the garden and smell the earth and toil, dig up the soil and plant seeds. And I want to be able to walk and hike down off of Owen Park, off the trails there. I want to be able to be a participant of nature and not just its observer, and get back out into Mother Nature. That's really important to me, being a lover of nature and wanting to connect directly with the earth has eluded me to some degree.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be outside with the cats and be outside with my beloved while we do our grandfather and while we take our ceremony and Yeah, I hope that gives everyone a little more visual.
Cool. And, of course, driving to and from all that stuff, too.
Yes, driving hither and yon.
Sweet. All right, we got it. So now some of you who are here may wonder, well, how are we going to help with this healing? What do we do exactly? So your job is super simple. Once we start the process, you're simply going to imagine Makisala doing these things in your mind's eye. And so let's, baby, are you on the computer where there's a video camera available so we can maybe see you a little bit?
I'm on the phone. Let me see.
So I can turn, there you are. There she is, folks. Okay, so if you're on the video recording or live, there she is. So you can imagine this woman doing all those things. Thank you, baby. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. So I'm going to lead the process, and we'll start with Makisala. Granted, I have a certain vested interest in her healing. I'm her beloved. But we're going to get to several other people, too, tonight. So we're going to have plenty of opportunity for people to receive this healing.
Absolutely.
All right. So the invitation now is to relax and come into your center. In fact, I'm going to lead us through the little embodied awakening invocation to give us a chance to get either fully into embodied awakening or as close as you can, because the more relaxed and centered and turned on you are, the more effective your healing flow is going to be. And by the way, when a shamanic practitioner belches, that's not rude. That's just heavy energy being released. So that's why I just let it rip when that happens. So I invite you all to close your eyes. I'm going to lead you through the embodied awakening invocation to tune you up, and then we'll get on to giving healing for Makisala and the others who will follow her. So close your eyes, and the idea here is that you have a part of yourself. And baby, if you could turn your volume down, it is echoing back into this room and it's compromising the recording a bit. So take me as quiet as you can while you can still hear me reasonably well. Thank you. So the idea here is you're going to ask your higher self to merge with you in the physical body. And that'll create embodied awakening, and you'll have a host of benefits, including a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do intuitively, and there will be more bliss. And metaphorically, it's like if your ego has been driving the car, it's going to slide to the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. But if at any point your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can always take the wheel and get control right back. So it's always reversible. There's no risk here. So if you would like to receive this, and of course a group doing this makes it even juicier, then repeat after me, but speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And then let the words go, but turn your attention now to your breath. Just the breath, very quiet. And just let the breath do whatever it wants, but pay full attention to that sensation of breath in your body. Let everything else fall away. And what I feel will let me know how well everyone's doing. Many of you are starting to feel this. I am feeling a lot of effort in the field. So remember, to get the best result, you don't use any effort at all. You do not visualize or imagine anything. You don't use effort or willpower. You don't try to make anything happen. You don't stop anything from happening. You just passively feel your breath. And just let go, feel the breath. And if you get distracted, then just let that distraction be where it is. You just come on back to the breath, and if that distraction keeps yammering in the background, no problem. That uninvited guest can do whatever it wants, but it's not you. You're the one feeling breath. No, the feel's so much nicer now. Y'all are doing great. Thank you. So let that beautiful feeling come over you. And again, I'm narrating the process, but what's happening, what you're actually feeling right now, is between you and your higher self. You called it in, you're passively allowing it to come, and just let it saturate every cell in your body. And it can help sometimes just to relax and be for a moment, just drop all focus entirely, just exist for a moment. There. So a lot of people just locked in. So y'all who locked in, just hold space for a moment, let everyone else catch up. The time we're spending on this will enable us all to act much more effectively as healers or receivers of healing. So just relax into this spaciousness for a moment. Yeah. Zero effort now, just exist, please. Good. That's feeling really good. We've got a sweet feel. All right, so now all you're going to do is you're going to just imagine Makisala, if you're one of the ones sending healing, and that should be everyone except Makisala. Just imagine her. In fact, let's just start it. So just relax and start to imagine Makisala, you know, with a fully functional right leg. She is walking all around the house at full speed. She is out in the garden, bending and digging and getting back up and wheelbarrowing dirt around. She is driving her car all over Asheville, on the highway, on the local roads. She is out in nature, hiking for miles on end, happily keeping up with everyone with no problem. That right leg is working fantastically. So please, just for a moment, see her with this fully healed right leg, with her entire body functioning normally, just like a regular person who never even had a stroke. So just take a moment and hold that. But there is the energy rising. Now you can feel the healing field coming into being. You all are doing great. Again, every one of us is co-creating this, each one of us as important as everybody else. So really, please, guys, give this your full attention now. Be fully present with the healing field. Keep imagining Makisala walking, gardening, driving, walking in nature, just getting around and being fully able-bodied. And just hold this imagination of her while the field feeds energy to her body and her right leg. You can feel that, can't you, baby?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so y'all keep it coming. Just keep holding the imagination of her fully healed. And this can be done in sort of a relaxed way. You don't have to put massive amounts of effort into the visualizing. Just relax into the imagining. You'll find that the imagining can even start running itself. Almost like you're just watching a movie instead of having to imagine it along. So relax, let the images of her active with a beautiful active right leg keep running along. Yeah, let it be a flow state, easy, almost effortless. Let the images almost create themselves. There, the energy came to a lovely peak right there. It's holding steady. Putting that energy into her body and her leg really well. And now you can feel it fading out. The healing's done.
Yeah.
How does that feel, Makisala?
At first, it felt like the stasis field was very, very peaceful. It was almost like riding up above the clouds. And then when the energy started coming in, I could feel the molecules of energy start to get rapid. It was like rapid fire. Mm-hmm. And I'm still feeling the residual of that. I imagine that this is going to be ongoing during the call and maybe even this evening. So, and first of all, before I say another word, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been praying and holding space for
the fact that I'm still here is really an amazing thing. If you only knew the whole story, I just want to say thank you to all of you, and thank you to Creator for giving me a second life to come back and serve. And so I'm just thanking you, thanking you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, baby.
And I'm in.
Yay. Thank you. Alrighty. So, thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
So, I'm going to mute you, baby. Okay. And I'm going to also deactivate your camera, which I just did, actually. So, if one person wants to offer feedback on what their experience was like as a sender, this would be kind of cool to do. So, I just allowed people... Yeah, anyone can unmute themselves. So if anyone on the live call would like to just hit their little microphone icon and speak briefly to what their experience was like as a sender, if they felt anything interesting, would love to hear that briefly, and then we'll move on to the next recipient. So while we wait for someone to unmute themselves, by again clicking that microphone icon on your screen, I'm going to go over here and see who our lineup is and who's going to be who has asked to receive healing tonight. Okay, no comments. So our next person was Eric. And so if you are the Eric who sent in the question, I only have one person on here with an E, and I'm wondering if that's him. So I'm going to unmute this person and see if we have the right person here. I'm going to try anyway. There it goes. So this is E. Sofield. Is this the Eric who wrote in earlier to receive the healing?
Yes, thank you.
Glad I found you there. Cool. So you wrote that... you want repair to your AFib heart. That's a fibrillation where the heart beats irregular, right?
Correct. Yes.
Cool. All right. So, I know one person with AFib who has lived with it for years. And, so what would that look like if your heart had a regular heartbeat? What can you help us visualize and see for that to, for us to see that as real for you?
Certainly. My goal is to be able to get my heart to actually function as clear, and all of my arteries are clear and my veins are clear, and to have my heart be strong and be able to do all sorts of activities of hiking in the mountains here in Santa Fe, and being out and about and going into the garden and working and digging and all the things that I love to do. Hmm.
Sounds like you and McKeesla could hang out together.
We could.
Got some of the same activities going on here. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, so we see you, and your image is there on the screen, it looks like. Would it be acceptable if I turned on your video camera so we can see you briefly, so we can visualize
Certainly.
You a little better? Okay.
Absolutely.
So may I do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we'll start the video. I'll try anyway. There we go. So there you are.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me get this chat window down so it's not blocked. So here's Eric. Hi.
Hi.
All right. So here's Eric with his AFib heart that he wants to have a regular beat. And let me just say, these healings, you know, some people do receive miraculous, you know, shifts from this kind of work, and you never know what's going to happen or when. So we do know that with this kind of healing strategy, it all serves highest good. So nothing is going to happen here that is not in alignment with a person's highest good. That's the nature of the work. So, all right. So are you anything more we need to know, Eric, before we begin?
I'm just so grateful to participate in this, and I thank you for all of your guidance.
Oh, my pleasure. So again, today's just me. Everyone is equally co-creating this as we go. All right, everyone. So you can see Eric there if you've got your visual. And if not, you can imagine this this person by the sound of his voice. So please now begin. See Eric. Imagine you've got X-ray vision and you're seeing that heart inside of his chest. And it's just thumping along regular and solid rhythm. You know, like just an engine just moving along very regular and strong and clear. See Eric out hiking around in the Santa Fe Mountains. See him gardening. And just see him, you know, with that regular heartbeat, blood coursing smoothly and healthily through his veins, doing all the things that a person with a healthy heart and plenty of oxygen all through their blood is able to do. So just hold this vision of Eric gardening and hiking and big smile on his face as he feels this new vitality from his smoothly beating heart. Nice field. Okay, I'm sensing a little more effort in the field than might be optimal. So those of you holding vision, relax a bit. Once again, allow the visions to almost come up themselves instead of focusing real hard on having to imagine them. Just let the images of Eric hiking and gardening and smiling real big from all his vitality just sort of naturally start to come on their own. There, the field softening, y'all are doing great. So let the divine come in, let the divine give you the images. Just relax, let this energy flow to Eric. That's very smooth, very strong. Y'all are fantastic. We're a finely tuned machine now. Just let the juice keep flowing. It feels like the energy's gone steady. I feel like it's plateaued. But it's still definitely there. We have not completed. Just the energy is sort of very smooth and steady. Almost like a bloodstream with a really well-beating heart. So let's just relax as this, the energy is just saturating Eric, especially his heart. Just let that healing energy get in there and do its thing. Keep holding the image of him gardening and hiking and smiling real big, full of vitality. And now the energy is just starting to wind down a little bit. But it's still there, so don't give up yet, guys. Stay with it. It's like a very slow fade. There, now it feels complete. Eric, what was your experience of that just now?
That was perfectly blessing. It was extraordinary. My whole crown chakra was just vibrating. It was just going wild. The energy coming in was so incredible. I'm just so grateful and full of gratitude for everybody.
Awesome. So I hope that makes a positive difference in your heartbeat.
Well, thank you.
No. Anything more you wanted to share with us?
Well, I could feel a tremendous amount of love from everyone. It was just like bliss, love coming through. And that was really special. And my heart when I first started the call was a bit aching, and now it just feels very clear and just normal.
Wow. So you're saying you're at the moment you're not getting any AFib at the moment?
Mm-mm, none.
Is that unusual? I mean, is there usually AFib all the time, or is it just intermittent?
It's intermittent, and sometimes I'll have an ache in my heart area, but it's all clear.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Well, I hope it stays that way.
I do too.
Cool. All right. Anything more you wanted to share, Eric, before we move on?
Just many blessings. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Okay. And I'm going to mute you back and turn your video off. Sec. Okay. Of course, you can still see us. We just won't be able to see you anymore. Now, I see there's been some chat activity. Let's catch up with that real quick. Someone typed right after Makisla, she wrote, "Makisla, I felt your healing deeply. I saw a huge pink flower unfolding towards the sun. Love to you. It was a rose." And then Makisla responded, "Ocas, thank you, sweet love. Hello, Eric. So glad you're here with us. Eric, I saw you walking with a tall walking stick in your right hand. Then I saw your heart, and it turned into a peace lily while it received the energies." Wow. Cool. And then C just typed, "I felt the ache, Eric. Then I brought my hands to that area on my body, and it warmed right up, melted." So these kind of experiences are common. When we do this kind of healing, we merge into a merged consciousness to some degree. And we're able to empathically feel the other people and have more of a beautifully shared experience. So I love this kind of stuff because we move a little bit more toward a blended field, which is really sweet. Okay, let's see. We had a healing request from Colette. And let's see if Colette's on the call. Let's see. Nothing that looks like a Colette unless she's the one on the phone. So let me just check something. Okay, so if you are Colette and you send in that healing request, then unmute yourself. If you're on the phone, that's *9. Again, *9 if you're on the phone call. And, okay, a hand just got raised. That may be her. Let's check. Hello, is this Colette?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Colette?
Yes.
All right, we've got a good guess. Cool. All right, so, by the way, folks, how am I determining the order of these people? We've given first order of priority to receive healing to the actual members of Awakening Plus. But it looks like we're going to get through everybody, and therefore anyone on the call who is not an Awakening Plus member will then have a chance to receive healing too. So members, of course, get first serve, but looks like we may have some space for others as well. Okay. So you, I believe, Colette, you typed, let me just double check this. You said you humbly request removing inherited patterns of self-hate. So is there anything you'd like to... So again, we're going to have to see a positive image of something. So what would you look like without the self-hate? What can we imagine in our mind's eyes with you freed of this self-hatred?
I think basically right now it's like I'm closed because of it, and I would like to be open.
Okay, what does that look like in terms we can actually
like
imagine?
Like a flower.
What?
Like a flower, I guess. Like I'm just so closed off, I would like to be open because I'm just completely closed.
Okay. All right, so again, seeing you as a flower might be a little tricky for some people because you're a human. but let's see. For example, I'm just trying to imagine here. As I imagine, if you're a closed person, you're probably keeping to yourself a lot. You're not having much social interaction. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if we imagined you out happily talking to people and having a vibrant and fun social life? Would that be an indication that you've gotten past some of the self-hatred and you've opened up again?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that would be a good easily interacting and mingling with people in different social settings.
Okay. And also, now again, I'm just imagining here, so tell me if I'm wrong. One thing that often typifies self-hatred is there's a lot of negative self-talk. You're saying really deprecating things. You're saying, I'm so stupid. How could I have done that? I'll never get, you know, just kind of negative put-downs that you say to yourself in your own mind. Is that going on a fair amount?
That is going on, but less in the last few months because I've been replacing that with, I know that's not true because I know my true self.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what would help us here is if we could imagine you making an actual positive statement that's indicative of self-love. What, for example, would be a statement you might make to yourself when you're expressing love to yourself instead of hatred?
I could say maximum embodied self-love for highest good.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm thinking, let me give you an example of what I'm thinking of and tell me if this feels like it's accurate. You might say something as simple, I love myself. I'm a wonderful person. I'm worthy. I deserve the things I want. Could you, do those statements kind of feel to you like self-loving statements?
Okay.
So if we imagined you saying things like that, that to me would be probably the clearest indicator that you're expressing self-love. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So my feeling is, as we kind of play into this, that might be the optimal image for us to hold as we imagine you speaking to yourself and saying those positive, self-affirming, loving statements to yourself. Does that feel to you like that would be an effective way for us to imagine you loving yourself instead of hating yourself?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
So I think that's what we'll do. All right. So y'all get ready. So we're going to help out Colette. And Colette, are you now ready to receive our support to help you move into a more self-loving space?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome. So just relax and receive. So everyone, I now want you to imagine Colette speaking to herself and saying things to herself and thinking things like, I love myself. I'm a worthy person. I deserve happiness. I deserve to have my needs and desires met. Just all those kind of things. See her smiling. Radiance, and I'm going to actually mute her while we do this so we don't get those little weird background noises. We'll unmute her again when we're done. So good. Now it's just me here on the audio. So now just keep imagining Colette, again, thinking positive thoughts, smiling, happy, radiating joy and light and love because she now loves herself so much and has such a positive self-image. Knowing at her core she's a worthy person. Yeah, we got it now. The energy's working. So keep holding that energy y'all are doing. We got it. Could be even stronger, actually. So if you're not really focused on this yet, come on board and see, again, whether you're on the recording or the live call, doesn't matter. Please, your input is just as helpful either way. Because, again, this all goes beyond time and space. So imagine this beautiful Colette loving herself, you know, feeling good about herself, smiling, happy, joyful, radiant out, being social, you know, super positive, you know, light-filled energy. There we go. So keep that coming. Yeah, that's a nice peaking energy. Y'all are doing great. So keep it coming. Keep seeing her happy. self-loving, radiant, joyful, smiling. Keep seeing her in this beautiful space. That's getting pretty ecstatic. And I'm clearly perceiving our divine allies are amplifying all the energy we're sending to her, just as they've been amplifying all the energy that's been sent so far. Nice to have you guys around. Thank you. Yeah, that's holding real steady and strong. I can feel collectively just saturated with this lovely energy. Self-worth, self-love. I'm imagining her hugging herself and smiling real big. Out in nature, arms flung wide, face to the sun, soaking in that beautiful sun energy, knowing she's worthy of it. Feeling awesome. Radiantly happy. And it's still holding steady. Y'all are doing really so well. Keep it coming. And now it's fading out. It's a fast drop. It's done. Cool. So I'd love to get feedback from Colette to see what her experience was there. So I've just unmuted you. Colette, what did that feel like?
That was amazing. Thank you all so much. I felt really held and just supported, and also lots of like colors around me when I had my eyes closed, and it was just really amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I sincerely hope that helps you be in a more consistent state of self-love. You deserve it. Okay. So thank you for volunteering to be receiving energy on the call. We're very grateful that you're here. Okay, any other comments you wanted to make before we mute you back?
No, just thank you for having this call, and thank you to everyone who is on here.
Thank you. All right, so I'm muting Colette. And again, want to leave a moment if anyone who's on the call would like to give their experience of what it was like to be a sender of the light. Would love to hear that. I've been describing what I've been feeling, but I'm sort of the facilitator. So if anyone else wants to pop in, if they've had an interesting experience as the one of the senders, I'm totally open to hearing that right now. And while we're waiting for that, and you can just unmute yourself, by the way. Just click the microphone icon, or if you're on the phone, hit star 9. That's all you got to do. Makisla typed in, just about the time Benjamin mentioned the sunshine, I felt you, Colette, facing the sun as it began rising up in the sky. It was golden yellow. And Eric, who received healing earlier, said, thank you all for the healing. And he typed, Colette, I'm so grateful you're with us. Beautiful. All right, so Colette has a comment, so I'm going to unmute her. I'm sorry, it's Cass. Forgive me. Cass, what's your comment?
Oh, I just wanted to let Colette know kind of a similar gesture that when you mentioned and the Kiesler has mentioned, seeing up at the sun, but I actually saw it was a more like this golden chalice of water, like almost like you were standing under your regular shower, if you have a shower, but instead of pouring down water, you were having that love poured down all over you, and you just had your face up towards it, like when you get in the shower and it just like feels so lovely and relaxing and just kind of wash over you. It was that feeling, but it was your own love and all of this kind of divine love as well that was just showering, and you were just letting it happen. It was such a lovely feeling. So I just wanted to share that as well, and thank you for sharing your experience and letting us hold that space for you.
Wow, that's awesome feedback, Cass. I'm so grateful you're so perceptive and able to verbalize that so beautifully. Thank you for sharing your vision with us.
No worries. Thank you all.
All right, thanks. Awesome feedback. Cass, are you still there?
Yes.
Curious, do you, now having been sending energy to these people, are you feeling any different now than when the call started?
Yeah, I feel a lot more dropped in, a lot more just available and present. There's lots of other things happening in my life at the moment. I'm moving house, and so I just feel a little bit more in the moment at the moment. So it's been really nice.
Is there any sense that you're receiving helpful energy as well?
I think definitely. I think also the space I'm in, my new home, is receiving some of this energy. Some of that intention is being, just because I haven't really been doing much magic here yet. So this feels really nice to be having this community of people and allies in this space for the first time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's beautiful feedback. Because I have my ideas about how this works, but it is so helpful to me to get real-time feedback and people's actual experience of it. So thank you so much for sharing that.
No problem.
All right, so I'm going to mute you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And love. I also adore your accent, so there's that too. Okay, so let me get to my little list of people who've put in. So that is the complete list of the specific healing requests of those who are present. Now, Joe asked for career healing, which is... I replied back to him in our forum, that's a little off topic, but here we are with time available. And so I said we'd get to him if we have time, and we do. So this is the last one in the queue. So once we're done with Joe, we might take a moment or two to allow someone else on the call to receive healing as well. If Joe's with us, I don't know if he is or not. So I don't see anyone named Joe in the named people. There's a couple of people on the phone. So, Joe, if you're with us and you would like to receive that healing we talked about, this would be the time to unmute yourself by hitting *9 on the phone or unmuting your microphone. And again, I have made that policy where on these individual healing calls, the person must be live on the call and must be able to speak to us, because I find that getting feedback from the person is so rich and helpful as part of the experience. And it appears Joe's not here. So I guess my reply discouraged him. Sorry about that. Which means those who are on the live call and have not yet received healing, it is first come, first serve. So whoever unmutes themselves first will be the recipient of the next healing round. So again, if you're on the computer, just click that red slash through your mic icon and it will unmute. Or if you're on the phone, hit *9. So if anyone on the call would like to receive some healing, this is the moment. Don't be shy. We need somebody. I'm also noting that we're about an hour into the call, roughly. Probably a little less if you're on the recording, because I did pause a couple of times. So I don't expect we'll go a whole lot longer, especially if no one unmutes themselves. So we have, of the named people I can see, Cass is here, Nikki is here, and there's one other phone caller who's here live who have not received healing. So if any of you three would like to jump in and receive a healing, the decks are open. And we'll leave just a moment for anyone who would like to step up and be the next recipient. All right, it's Cass who has raised her hand. Well done. And there was someone right behind her, so those two are in queue. The number ending in 3677 is right behind her. So let's work with you two, and that may be all we have time for. We never know how long the healings will last. We'll see. So I get to hear that awesome accent one more time. Cass, are you there?
Hello. Yes,
I'm, yeah. I'm just a sucker for UK accents. What can I say?
Well, I'm actually in Sydney.
Oh, you're Australian. Well, I've betrayed both my preference and my ignorance at the same time. Sorry about that. I actually listen to many Australian podcasts and many UK podcasts, and I guess they sort of mix together in my poor brain.
Went together.
So,
well,
Kat,
I was born in the UK, so it counts.
Okay, cool. So what kind of healing would serve you best tonight, Cass?
I would love to have some healing. And if this isn't on topic, please just let me know. But I would love to have some healing about like money and value and receiving payment for my work. I have like a lot of shame, I think, around it, and being seen for the work of my soul. There's a lot of fear, I think, and a lot of maybe history there in other energetic spaces and lifetimes. So, if I can have some healing about just having a free flow of abundance coming into my life, in especially in a financial form, and especially relating to some of the work that I'm opening up to and that's of my soul.
Beautiful. So, first off, are you able and willing to tell us a bit more about what you actually do?
Yes. Okay. So I'm a witch, and I'm an intuitive communicator and a magical reader. So I read cards, and as well I work with people's embodiment and helping them to kind of activate their own healing paths and just provide facilitation and support in that regard. I also host community events and try to basically create spaces for people to access their own magic a little bit more and bring that into their daily life so that they can have a more wonderful experience of that life that they're living.
Wow, that sounds super positive. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then finally, would you be willing to have me turn your camera on so we can actually see you and get an actual visual of you so we can send a little more effectively?
Yes.
Okay. So is it okay if I turn your camera on right now?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I think I can do it. So ask to start video. So coming on. There you are. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So, awesome. So those of you who are watching the video or live, you can see her now. So for those who can't see you, we've got a lovely young woman with blonde hair and black headphones.
And with a very nice smile.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So those of you who are now ready to send, let's now, and Cass, you can just relax and receive this. So imagine Cass doing her service work, doing her witching work, doing her cards, helping people see the positive potential, helping them unblock their stuff that's keeping them from being their own best selves, and see her being paid well for this. People so grateful to receive her service that they shower her with lots of money and are happy to part with it, happy to bless her with this wonderful exchange. She's helped make their lives so much better, and they are giving value in exchange for that in the form of money. Yeah. You feel that flow coming in, Cass?
Yes.
Good. If you want to be a little more specific, would you like to name like an annual gross amount you'd like to be bringing in from your work?
If I could bring in, let's be bold, if I could bring in $100,000, that would be incredible.
So let's see that $100,000 in the bank account. Cass making this wonderful, abundant living from her service, her divine gifts, being given to the world, being recognized for the value they have, being well compensated for that. Yeah, that energy is peaking real nicely. Y'all, you're doing great. Let it keep flowing. Yeah, the energy is holding steady and strong. It's like a really juicy stasis field, just saturating Cass's cells with abundance energy. And it's keeping on, keeping on. Let's just keep letting the energy flow through us. She needs some more of that still. And as a sender, notice how intense it is for you. How much intensity is in your own body as you are the one of the ones sending and being the conduit for this energy going to her. Imagining Cass, abundant, serving well. Being compensated richly for the gifts that she shares. Whoa, you feeling that brain upgrade, Cass, just now?
Yeah, it feels like liquid gold infinity.
Yeah, they're definitely rewiring your brain. So I'm getting the sense that there were some self-limiting thoughts and they're rewiring that mental structure. So you'll just within yourself be more open to receive that abundance. Yeah, there's some old programming about not worthy, some past life stuff, persecution, some self-restriction around, you know, being harmed in past lives for doing similar work. They're helping to clear the way. So wow, this is going way beyond money, folks. This is deep healing that she's getting right now. So keep it coming. The energy is still really intense, really strong. Again, those of you on the recording, you're just as important as the live folks. Keep it coming. You're helping her just as much as the folks who are live in real time during the original session. Keep it coming. Yeah. And still it comes. See, y'all keep it coming. Stay focused. See her abundant, happy, serving, rewarded. And there it goes. Done. Well done. How do you feel,
Cass? Thank you. Oh, that was intense. I feel amazing then.
Good. Yeah,
it's Jupiter hour.
You look pretty altered there.
Yeah.
Well done. Well received.
Okay. I've been working on receiving, so that's nice.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, you look really different somehow. There's been a definite shift that I can perceive. So awesome. May your work blossom abundantly.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you for being here. So you're in Australia?
Yeah, I'm in Sydney.
So is it like early morning there now?
It's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh wow, so you're way ahead of us. Yeah. She's like
Hello from the future.
Something like 16 hours ahead or something. Cool. All right, thank you. All right.
Thank you all.
Good. So I'm gonna mute you back and take the video out. Thank you, Cass. And lower the hand. And that leaves us with our other caller who's only on the phone, so we won't be able to have a visual, but we can hear. So I'm going to unmute the caller now. So hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Tricia.
Tricia, welcome.
Thank you.
You're not from Australia.
No. I'm from San Diego.
Cool.
San Diego.
All right, both sunny places. So what kind of healing would you like, Sandy?
I'm having weird physical problems, like on my whole right side. It's like my spine. It feels like I'm twisted. It's like my spine and my nervous system.
Hmm. Okay. Is there a diagnosis?
I'm like healing with.
No diagnosis. Okay.
No.
All right. So I'm being called, if you don't mind, I'm being called to ask how old you are.
I'm 44.
Okay. So a little young for that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you like to be the case instead of what's happening?
Balance is coming to me.
Okay. So right now you're having issues with balancing?
No, it seems like my physical body's off balance.
Okay.
Like maybe my skeletal system is off balance, which is whacking my whole right side off.
Mm.
That's what I assume it is.
Okay. All right, so we want the body to be rebalanced, okay?
Yeah.
And then what's that going to let you do that you're not able to do right now? Something we can see.
Walk better. I don't know. Feel really good on my right side.
Okay. So right now, is your walk uneven, or if someone were watching you walk, would it be really odd to see it?
I don't know, it's even, but then it starts bothering me. My right side starts bothering me if I walk for too long.
Hmm, okay. So what we could see you, for example, walking a long distance and just, you know, pumping your arms, smiling, happy, clearly in great physical pleasure from the walk instead of pain.
Okay.
Are there any physical actions right now that are difficult to do even from the get-go because of your current state? Any kind of stretching or anything like that?
It seems like everything kind of flares it off. I do massage,
okay.
So it might be because of that, too.
So is this inhibiting your massage in some way?
I just get exhausted, or my body just seems torqued afterwards.
Okay. And is that after a single massage or like a full day of clients?
That's like after a single one.
Okay.
Single.
All right, so what I can imagine is two images. One is you having just completed a full body massage and just smiling, raising your arms up, just full of energy, ready for the next one.
Okay.
And I can also see, again, the image of walking a long distance and then still smiling, happy, full body flexibility, still pumping the arms, smiling, etc. So do those two, can you think of an image that would better illustrate the new reality you desire than the ones I've just come up with here?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, good. All right. Before we do that, I'm seeing some chat window action. Just wanted to check if anything was important there. Okay. We'll go back to those a bit, but let's move on with your particular healing. All right, so...
Okay, thank you.
So you just relax and start receiving this, so... And let me double check. I've got such a terrible memory for names. Am I remembering correctly that your name is Sandy?
No, it's Trisha.
Oh, this is why I asked. You said San Diego, and I totally conflated that. That's why I double checked it. Trisha. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get the proper name here. So everyone, we're going to imagine Trisha doing a full body massage. And then at the end of it, you know, smiling, raising her arms, stretching her whole body out and feeling great and just full of energy, ready for the next client right after that. And let's imagine her walking for hours just for the pleasure of it. And at the end of that walk, once again, nimble, flexible, flexing all around the right side of the body, you know, flowing and harmonious and happy, flexible and strong. So let's see her with this body just being beautiful, just doing all these awesome things with that right side totally tuned up and healthy and flexible and strong. I'm actually getting an image of you doing a stretch with your arms over your head and just stretching all the way around, like 360, with the body fully flexible, fully strong, you know, completely limber movement all through the 360-degree arc, which would, of course, only be possible if that right side were working really, really well. Okay, there's the juice. Good job, guys. Again, we need every single person hearing my voice to be imagining Trisha doing this nimble stretching, doing these massages and feeling great, long distance walking and having the right side feel smooth and well, you know, nourished and healed and functioning so well as these long walks are happening. Yeah, that energy field, that's good right there. Keep letting that energy flow. That's a beautiful stasis field. Now her body's getting saturated with the energy. So we got that going on. How interesting. Are you noticing, Tricia, that almost all this energy is actually going into your brain?
I kind of feel it all over.
Yeah.
It's like my whole body's tingling.
Yeah, but it's that's so I'm feeling it not only in the brain, but central, like along the corpus callosum that connects the two sides of the brain.
Okay.
So what I'm getting from this is that the issue is not with the right side itself. It's in the neural connections that you know, fire up those activities in the body. So from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's a brain issue more than a body issue. Interesting. Huh. So just let's all keep the energy rolling. I just wanted to share that insight while it was hot. Whoa, nice shift right there. So now I feel the whole body effect a lot more now. Yeah, they're definitely covering the body very thoroughly now with all the energy. So Tricia, just relax and receive that. Beautiful job, guys. Keep it going, keep it going. Keep the energy flowing. Keep seeing her with that strong, flexible, awesome feeling body, the right side included. The energy is going so deep inside now. Yeah, Trish, can you feel how deeply internalized the energy's gone all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Deep into the core. So give it some time. It's still working her very deeply. Keep it going, guys. And isn't it so beautiful that none of us have to have any technical knowledge of what her body needs? We just are showing up. We're willing to be conduits. And the healing intelligence of the universe itself takes care of everything else. How beautiful is that? Oh, that state just got so sweet. Wow. Right now is the most altered I've been all night. So that's an amazing energy coming in just right here. Okay, now it's starting to fade. And as always, the very fast fade out, the energy is complete. So, Trish, how does that feel?
It feels really good. I get my whole system electrified.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it's where you are, it's like around 6:20, right?
Yeah, something like that.
The intuitive message I'm getting for you is, if you can take it real easy and quiet the rest of the night, drink a lot of water. In fact, all you folks who received healing, water is a really good idea. And then kind of chill for a while, because a lot of subtle work is going to happen in the hours following the receipt of this healing. And if you're very quiet, minimal stimulation, resting, just chilling, connecting with nature perhaps, but, you know, really minimal electronics or any kind of stimulation, that's going to optimize the post-effect of the healing. So lots of water, chilling, relaxing, maybe some very gentle, peaceful music or something. Just keep it chill and let the energy keep working, because it's going to do subtle things that you might not even be feeling for a while. So you'll get the maximum bang and benefit if you allow that for a while in this little special window right after the healing. So just a thought. Of course, you can do what you want, but that's just the suggestion that came through just now. So I'm going to... So Trish, any final feedback from you before I mute you back?
No, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And again, I just want to put out a huge shout to Lynn McTaggart. I strongly recommend her book called The Power of Eight. And that book describes, you know, very, you know, systematically her experiments in how groups of eight people or so, you know, it can be six, it can be 12, but just a fair number of people who are all holding healing intention for someone have this amazing effect of bringing, you know, miraculous healing over and over again. And when I wrote the description and I said, you know, you as the sender might get even more, you know, she actually has, you know, shown her, she scientifically documents all this so carefully, and the senders often get even greater benefit than the receivers. You know, this universe has this amazing give and you shall receive quality, especially in healing work. So that's why I made a big deal. Even if you did not get any healing tonight, if you were sending and doing the best you could, then, you know, you are going to get some juicy benefit of some kind. It's just inevitable. The universe has to give back to you. It's the kind of the law of Moonai, reciprocity. Okay, so we've had a fair amount of, that is going to be the final person receiving healing. So I think we got six people in there. That's awesome. I want to share some of the chat that happened while we were doing those calls. Eric wrote to Cass. Cass, this is going to be your year. I can see you flowing in the energy of funds that will bring you love, light, and joy, and much success. You come from a position of service for others. Congratulations, dear one. And then C, which I think is Cass, wrote, thank you, Eric, and I truly hope so. I'm ready, and thank you, everyone. That was a very powerful healing and upgrade. And then Makisala wrote, such a pleasure to work with you, Cass. I called you Cat earlier, and our black cat, Annie, leaped up on my lap. Annie held space for you. She leaped up while we sent energies to you. Then Makisala also wrote, Violet Ray is going deep, working deep in the brain for Trish, rebalancing. She also felt the brain. Makisala and I usually perceive the same things when we do healing work in tandem like this. Then Eric wrote, Trisha, wow, that was an incredible healing. I don't know whether I got warmed up, but I could feel the warm energy flowing through you, and I could see you doing yoga and stretching and being full of vibrant life and joy and happiness, perfectly blessedness. And then Cass wrote, you as well, Makisala, thank you, and I love a kitty-assisted healing. And then Makisala wrote, our pleasure. What a fun chat exchange while all that was going on. So I feel awesome. So I think I got some benefit too. So many thanks to all of you who are on the live call. Many thanks to you on the recording. Again, I can't say enough. Your support of these people, even from the recording, made a difference. I'm certain that most of the energy I felt on these calls was not even from the live callers. It was from the people on the recordings afterwards. So you all did make a huge difference. I sincerely hope you noticed the shift in your own energy from having been the sender. And I have no doubt that if you, you know, just sent the best you could, that you will receive significant benefit as your reward. So this has been so fun. Thank you all for joining us on the individual healing call. Again, this is on February 10, 2020. We have two more calls over the next two Mondays, the 17th and the 24th. The 17th will be called Divinely Directed, where we just kind of show up and do whatever Spirit has us do. There's usually a lot of healing and awakening that happens on those calls. Each person kind of has their own unique experience. It's kind of a free-form night. And then we've identified our guest presenter on the 24th of February. It's Caroline Paget, an extraordinary healer and priestess and shaman and all, she's just studied so many things, integrated so many things in her work. Her process is going to be awesome. So if you're hearing this, you know, before February 24, 2020, you can join us live. And if not, and you're in the membership of Awakening Plus, you can certainly get to it that way as well. So I've yammered enough, and we've gone almost 90 minutes, and it's been fun. So thank you all for showing up. I'm glad that the if I didn't say this explicitly, you know, Lynn McTaggart's book, The Power of Eight, is so worth a read. We've demonstrated here the basic principle that she operates from. We didn't do it exactly according to her protocol, but I quickly learned that it doesn't have to be precisely the way she does it. Just the general idea of a lot of people holding healing space for someone else has this extraordinary effect. So make your own little circles if you want. We've had great results with even just four people, so don't get stuck on the number eight. Just where three or more are gathered, you can have some juice. So thank you all, and I wish you infinite blessings. As I close, just many blessings to you. If I can be of service to you in any way, at astroshaman.com, check it out. And thanks for being part of Awakening Plus. Bye-bye.